This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, we find out how Harvard grooms America's elite. But first, a quiz. Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson has been investigating the behind-the-mic world of commercial voiceovers. He's discovered a lot of famous faces are attached to those voices, and he'll give you a chance to identify some of them.
I've never paid much attention to voiceovers. Then, a few weeks ago, while watching a Duracell commercial, I had an epiphany. That voice in the background, prattling on about battery life, it belonged to someone I knew. See if you can name that celeb.
Inside that camera is something familiar. A battery.
Very good. It's Jeff Bridges. I'd recognize the dude's friendly growl anywhere. Here's a little more.
So whether it's saving a moment or saving a life, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
But most people will probably never realize who's hawking the copper top. So why would Duracell pay big money for the voice of a Hollywood star? As I began to listen more closely to other ads on television, I realized that Bridges' warm, laid-back tone is very much in fashion these days. Whatever happened to the classic voice of God announcers? You know, the smooth, clean Don Pardo types.
The world's first electric portable typewriter made by Smith Corona, combining the speed, ease, and letter-perfect look of electric typing with the convenience of a portable.
To get to the bottom of all this, I talked to some people in the voiceover industry. Here's what I discovered. Celebrity voices are indeed hot. There's no stigma attached to doing voice work anymore. There's no makeup or hairstyling to worry about, and with the residuals, it can be amazingly lucrative. So stars are popping up all over the place. Richard Dreyfuss does Honda ads, for example. And here's another quiz. Does this voice in an AOL ad ring a bell?
Millions of Americans are just asking for a computer virus because they're not nearly as protected as they think they are.
Did you get it? It's Julia Roberts. When viewers do pick up on these famous voices, it lends a shimmer of endorsement to the brand. This is the next best thing to having Roberts appear in an AOL ad, which will never happen. Here are a few other things that have changed in the voiceover world. Voices are skewing younger. Even if you make your voice sound young on a demo, which most pros can do, you'll get found out and dropped when they see your face at the audition. It's not just a youthful voice the 20-somethings at ad agencies are after, but a certain generational delivery that, in their view, cannot be faked. Another change. Announcers are out. Real people are in. There's far less call these days for the traditional voice of God sound. Why? It's partly generational. Younger consumers aren't eager to be ordered around by a stern baritone. Thus, all the voice pros now stress how they can do next-door neighbor and real person and quirky best friend. Another change? It's less about reading, more about inhabiting a character. Joan Bogdan is one of the best voice talent coaches in the country. Listen to how she can channel a mood from bright and clear.
This week, save 40 to 60% on ladies' sportswear and dresses.
To warm and intimate.
You know the feeling. You check one more time to make sure they're okay.
In every case, she says she frames the voice as a character she's playing. In the end, voiceover work is still an inexact science, a know-it-when-you-hear-it kind of business. Just listen to this description of the voice being sought for a Sears spot. It comes from a book called VO, Tales and Techniques of a Voiceover Artist.
Voice for the spot should be younger, probably 30-something. It should be honest and real and not too zany like a Stephen Wright. If the voice were music, it would sound more like the Dave Matthews Band or Brian Ferry. Angie Harmon from Law & Order, she'd be a good start as a description for a female voice, self-assured with a brassy tone. Or George Clooney, if he could talk with a little more enthusiasm and speed, he'd be a good example of the quality we're looking for in a male voice.
Sure thing. Let me just dial up my enthusiastic George Clooney in a college jam band, but also somehow a new wave synth crooner voice. Okay, got it.
Opinion from Seth Stevenson, who writes the ad report card column for Slate. And here's one more celebrity voice quiz for you. Can you name this venerable star?
We put the right people on your side to help you meet your financial objectives. Oppenheimer Funds, the right way to invest.
10 points if you came up with the name Gene Hackman.